What are the pedagogical goals of this class? What are the competencies you can develop? And I can speak broadly here about the pedagogical goals for all of law school. And the classic goal that is strongly emphasized in the first year of law school is how to read a case, how to think like a lawyer. For those non-law students here, that is going to be a novel experience for you. And I would not sweat it too much. It is a worthy skill. Your analytical reasoning will be sharpened by making distinctions, by understanding how doctrine is constructed. That, however, is only the very beginning of what we're talking about in this course. We are going to be very practically focused and indeed seek to develop practical legal skills. When you are in a regulatory environment, you need to develop skills of regulatory advocacy. That is going to be the purpose of our simulation exercise, where some of you will be asked to be FCC commissioners, and others of you will be asked to be interest groups weighing in on the Comcast-Time Warner merger, and having to render judgments on whether it should be approved, approved conditions, or not approved at all. The form of writing and presenting in a regulatory commission is something we will ask you all to do here, and we will seek to help you think about how to be an effective advocate in the regulatory process. Number three, subject matter expertise and domain knowledge. You will not simply be learning the law here. You will be learning the relevant technologies, economic and business principles that inform the law. When you're dealing with law and regulation in a technologically vibrant area, you need to learn enough about technology to understand the consequences of legal decisions. If you don't, then you will be running right smack into the law of unintended consequences. And even if you do, you still may make mistakes. How to deal with regulation in a vibrant technological area is one of the most interesting challenges lawyers can face. And finally, we are going to spend time in all sorts of different ways seeking to develop your professional skills. One of the most important skills that you are already developing in law school is active listening, is an ability to ask questions when you don't understand something. And so I would love to help you learn what you don't know and not be afraid to ask for it. This is a very challenging set of questions we're going to be exploring. None of you are coming in remotely being experts. All of you should be free to say, you know, I'm not sure I understand this, and how to work together in this group, how to work together in your groups for the simulation exercise is part of what's going to make you an effective professional.